Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
For over 40 years, the event that kicks off the summer in Cambridge has been Strawberry Fair. It takes place this Saturday on Midsummer Common. Martin Twiss is one of the organisers, and I'm pleased to say Martin is here now.
Hiya.
Hello, Martin. Thanks for coming in. And clearly fresh from Midsummer Common, because you're not only wearing a strawberry T-shirt, but you've also got on an orange luminous vest, which kind of suggests that there's something involving health and safety going on.
Yeah, we're operating essentially an open site at the moment. We've got a lot of volunteers. We're all clearly identified in high-vis jackets. You have to any building site where you've got things like scaffolding and so on, we have to treat it as that kind of site. So yeah, we're all fully safe, fully trained, and I have come straight here from the third long day on the common so far.
Yeah, because it's quite a, maybe only one day for Strawberry Fair itself, but there must be so much preparation because you've got so many stages and different areas around Midsummer Common.
Yeah, so we have 13 music stages plus some other non-musical areas. So we have one of our largest single programming areas is the Kids Park, which has all the entertainment is provided free, and the entry to the site is free. So we have things like Aquazorbs, we have craft making workshops.
I have no idea what an Aquazorb is.
It's an inflatable ball that a small person can get inside of and roll around, and sort of, you know, they strap themselves in and get to roll around in watery environment.
Oh, like a hamster?
Yeah, that exactly, right. Like a human hamster ball, that kind of thing. So we've got storytellers, workshops. It's all in a safe fenced area with stewards on the gate. It's, again, everything is free. It's not often nowadays that entertainment for families and kids is entirely free, and we don't put stalls in there. It's designed to be a non-commercial, come along, have fun, in a safe and well-managed environment.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about maybe what people will find when they get there in a moment or two. But I mentioned in my introduction the fact that Strawberry Fair had been going for, well, I said 40 years, but is it true nobody's entirely sure as to when it started?
Well, we know when it started, but there's a couple of years where there wasn't a fair, and there was one year where there were two. it depends on whether you count this as its 44th year or 43rd year. It's down to linguistics rather than us not knowing how many events there are.
How did you get involved?
So I used to work at the Junction as the business development manager many years ago, and through that, one of my colleagues, Richard Brown, who's a very long-serving member of the Strawberry Fair Committee, said, "Oh, why don't you pop down to the Common? We're having an event." And I'd played in bands, and I'd always liked festivals, and was fairly new to Cambridge at this point. And that few hours turned into chairing the event in 2006, 7 and 8. And never really leaving. So one of the nice things about Strawberry Fair is, although everybody involved is a volunteer, we all have day jobs, well, most of us have day jobs, the experience that you get from doing it leads to a lot of other things. So we work a lot of different events. A lot of people who started at Strawberry Fair are doing very well in the events industry. It's one of the best ways to actually get real experience, because when you go to a lot of events, you end up standing on a gate for 12 hours and not getting involved. But with Strawberry Fair, we start meeting in September for the beginning of each year, and there are meetings that go on from that point onwards. In your first year, you can come in, get involved, make a real difference. You're given real responsibility, a real role. You get to choose what you do. It's a kind of a syndicalistic thing where everybody brings something to the table. If you want to see it at the event, bring it along, come and be a part of it. It's a big community event, but that experience will apply everywhere else.
Because you do Glastonbury as well, I think, don't you?
So a group of us run the stewarding in the kids' field at Glastonbury, because we've got a very widely recognised professional crew who have just done an event a few weeks before. We know the routine. We deal with, you know, the Strawberry Fair site and other events we work with. You have a lot of, you know, of issues that are perhaps more serious than potentially challenging than a kids' area, which is all fluff. But we're volunteers. We want to be there. We do it for fun. We make a very, very good kids' friendly crew, because we are the sort of people who want to turn up and do things. But name an event, and Strawberry Fair has a fingerprint within it, yeah. Nationally. Our crew is very, very experienced.
Now, there's a theme, I think, every year, isn't there?
Yes. So this year it's heroes, and we'd like to take this as any kind of hero that has a meaning to people rather than necessarily superheroes. But if that's what you want it to be, then by all means come along and take part. Our parade has got lots of people represented from things like suffragettes. We have people like local heroes, scientific heroes, academic heroes, just really just trying to sort of promote all the good and lovely things in life.
Mm. And there's a parade which starts it off. Now, where does that actually leave from?
So we leave from Christ Pieces at around 11 o'clock. We meet at about 10:30 and we go into the middle of town, round the market square, back to the common for about midday, and that is officially the opening of Strawberry Fair. I'll be stilt walking on the parade.
Stilt walking?
Yep.
Do you have experience in this?
I have, although I haven't actually been on my stilts in a full year. More than a few minutes, so I'm sure my legs are going to be a bit sorer than they might normally be.
That could make it quite interesting. We mentioned the stages. There's lots of them, isn't there?
Yep, so we've got 13 different music areas this year, I think, he says. It's hard to keep track, but we've got most genres of music represented. We don't really have sort of genre-specific stages. We try and move music around the site, but we've got a really diverse mix. Because we're a volunteer event where we self-raise our funds, it's free to get in. We don't have the budget of, say, what you might call a typical event. So we promote local acts and we promote the up-and-coming acts, and we're very proud that a lot of acts have started at Strawberry then go on to go elsewhere, but this means that it's a great performance opportunity for the act in the town, and it is the best of Cambridge music. And the great thing is we can offer them a crowd, because people come to Strawberry Fair for the event, not because X is headlining.
There's some stalls, isn't there, little areas and things where people can go and stock up on knitted hats and things.
Yeah, we've got a really diverse range of food traders. We put a lot of effort in over the last 5 years to try and make sure it's not all just burger vans, and to have a really diverse set of world foods and an interesting set of food stalls.
Is it possible to get strawberries there?
Yes, it is. Okay. We do have a strawberry stall now. There was a time where we didn't, but I'd believe we do now. But we've got a great market. You can buy everything from plants to clothing to your festival wear for the rest of the summer, and it's right in the middle of the town, and it's free.
Yeah, that's pretty good. In terms of getting on to Midsummer Common, yep. Presumably at the moment, obviously there'll be certain bits which obviously you want to keep people away from whilst you're constructing, but once Saturday comes, mm-hmm. How do we actually get in? Which side of Midsummer Common is it best to enter from?
So there are four entrances. There's one on Maid's Causeway, which is the busiest, but there's one on Victoria Avenue opposite Jesus Green, there's one at the bridge near Mitcham's Corner by the Fort St George, and there's one at Walnut Tree Avenue, which is towards Elizabeth Way. So basically whichever end you come from, that's great. What I will ask is, we do have bucket collectors asking for donations, so if you don't want to pay, don't please come anyway, we want you there. But we don't have we don't have sponsors, we don't have we don't have the normal sources of funding, because we don't sell tickets. We do really appreciate what people give, and what we've
what does that pay for when people do throw in the bucket?
So running an event is an extremely expensive thing now. We've got to hire tents, marquees, several kilometres of fencing, which we've been putting up by hand ourselves with volunteers for the last few days, the toilets, the infrastructure, facilities to build. Events costs are going up and up. We would rather not ask for donations, but in the last 5 years we've been doing so, and the public have shown us great goodwill. And what I really like is I coordinate the bucket collections, is a lot of people, after they've donated on the way in, as they're leaving, will give again and actually come and sort of hug and shake the hands of people saying, I've had a great day out, thank you very much for this. And that's what we want. Honestly, if you don't want to donate and you want to come and have a great day, please do. We want you there. We also want you to come and help volunteer any time you've got.
I was going to say, is it too late to volunteer for this year? You still can.
No, please do. So come down to the Common, ask for Mark McGiven, just ask for Mark, for our volunteer coordinator. He'll give you a bit of training. We'll find some work for you to do. And it's not just before the event. So come down tonight, tomorrow, whenever you like, come down. But also with the litter pick afterwards, because we are very proud that every year we return the Common in a better state than we find it. We're very, very careful with our litter pick. We have lots of people come to turn up. We have people who go down the river and clean out the river from litter. And it's all volunteer powered. The community comes together and makes this happen. So if you have any time on a Sunday, just come down for a couple of hours, pick up a bag or two of rubbish and help make this thing happen. It's a wonderful thing. It'd be really impossible to start something like Strawberry Fair from scratch. But because it's here, we have it. Let's value it. Let's bring everyone involved. Come down. We want your help, and we appreciate appreciate everything that everybody who does help does.
Now, the last time I was on Midsummer Common, only a couple of weeks ago, there were cows.
Yes.
I'm assuming that any cows on Midsummer Common on Saturday will be between a brioche bun.
Yes, unfortunately. So the cows move off to Stourbridge Common and elsewhere for the duration of events, and it's not just us. The cows are a wonderful thing for Cambridge, and we really support them. I live very near Midsummer Common, and I really like seeing them. But we do also have to remember that Midsummer Common is a recreational space. You know, it's a space to be enjoyed by the community, and this is, you know, we bring the Strawberry Fair is the most recognised arts event in the area. It's got a few years ago, there's a survey where the two most widely known events are the fireworks and Strawberry Fair. So it's a very good use of the green spaces we have. We're very lucky to have it in Cambridge, and we're, you know, I think that great to have the cows. They're very well looked after. They go elsewhere. They'll be back a couple of weeks afterwards. After Midsummer Fair, they come back.
That's good to hear. Martin, look, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. It's at 12 o'clock on Saturday when it all kicks off.
Yeah, so midday it all kicks off. The kids area runs until 6 p.m. Everything is free. We want to see you. Come and be a part of it. Be a hero.
Good phrase. I should also mention, by the way, we will be on the air. We start at 11. The fair opens at 12, but we'll be on air from our new position, which has been described around here as being close to the armadillo toilets. I've got absolutely no idea.
They're the toilets on Victoria Avenue that look a bit like an armadillo. The armadillo, we refer to it as. It's got the big...
Oh, I get the armadillo. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that before. It's brilliant. Martin Twist, thank you very much
for
coming
in.
It's 5:44.